A lot of things to unpack here this morning. One of the things I guess we're looking at is how do we collectively keep our mental frame positive when there are so many concerns coming at us right and left. Some of them real, need to be dealt with immediately. Some may not be. They may be things we've generated on our own, and we need to somehow compartmentalize or divest ourselves of those particular thoughts for our good mental health. We're going to talk about it, as we always do, with the good doctor here. I know we can use some good advice today from Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com, the place for the podcast, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, and via Studio B in Miami, Florida this morning. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And this is clearly a time of emotional turmoil for many people. And my suggestion is really we just have to be sane, okay? We have to relax and enjoy the moment. Just live each day as we can within the new kind of structure we're living in. Follow the governmental guidelines, which are really basic common sense. Go for walks. Reconnect with the environment away from your phone and computer. It can be a good time. Parks in the countryside are certainly suggestions. And I'm suggesting minimal time with the news. I think you want to keep up with health announcements, but I do believe that people that listen to the news too much kind of get overwhelmed with negativity, and they just feel that the virus is coming right in their front door or wherever they are. I think to listen to music that lifts your spirits, the same is true for books, movies, TVs, and really try not to fret in the present for what might happen. You have to really enjoy the now, and you have to prepare for possible problems, of course. But, you know, we're living in a time period where the old adage fits, an ounce of prevention really is worth a pound of cure. So we want to be positive with ourselves and others, and we want to model good mental health and personal hygiene. And really, you know, keep washing those hands, and people also can seek more spirituality, more thoughts. There's more time to think. A positive thing that can come out of this is people are spending more time at home, more time alone in terms of walking, doing things. They can really use this as a time to examine who they are and where they're going in life, and maybe even find something that can be more positive from the, you know, rather than looking at your phone every minute, just try to sit back and try to really do some relaxing. So it's a difficult time, but if we're sane, everybody is in this together, you know, heave ho, you know, this type thing. So we can use it as a time that we can come in contact with ourselves maybe better.
One thing that can be difficult for a certain number of people out there is, well, and we've talked about this before, Doc, with segments here on this particular show, in mankind, we're a social animal. We thrive by the contact with others. And if some of that is going to be, or a lot of it, is going to be cut back, there I guess there's a danger, too, that for people that they'll become too insulated. For some, this will be more, bottom line, for some, this will be more difficult than for others, won't it?
That's true. That is really true. Of course, you know, you can still communicate with people. It isn't like you're going to be isolated with no phone. On the one hand, I said stay away from your phone. On the other hand, you can call, you can talk to people.
Yeah, sure.
You can communicate. It's that level of communication is a little different. If you're out walking in the neighborhood, that's different than being 2 feet away from somebody. So this is kind of a time that we can just use to come in contact, better contact with ourselves. I'm looking for things you can do during a time of a pandemic, and that's one of the positive things I'm seeing. The thing, though, people have to really live in the now. They don't have the now in terms of the coronavirus. And rather than worrying and thinking what's going to happen when they get it, the odds are they're not going to, hopefully, is just to enjoy the day. Move forward, take precautions. Don't put your hands on your face. You know, wash your hands. I mean, these are kind of basic hygiene things we ought to do anyway during the flu season. And I believe I heard like 10% of the country has flu or gets the flu every year anyway. So it's this is something that can, you know, hit. And if you do get the flu, don't even just assume that what you have is the coronavirus. So these are difficult times, but difficult times can be a time we work on ourselves, too. How can we be more effective? What are we going to do when this is over? And how can we be helpful? And like you say, the people working in the grocery stores, okay, people working in pharmacies, people, you know, working in terms of
doing a great job.
Really a great job. And I think that's really important that we notice that. And I thought that was good for you mentioning that at the beginning. So this is a time of pulling together and doing what we can to be the best we can be and be good models, you know, for other people, the people we love and we care for and those we come in contact with.
My son was out over the weekend and he had to get a couple of things done at one of the big box stores and then, you know, ready to hunker down just in case. He works for the state of Michigan. But he also said that one of the workers, because things weren't moving quite as fast, apologized to him and said, "We really appreciate your patronage. We really appreciate you coming out. We know that this is a slow process and thank you for, you know, just hanging in there and keeping." And he thought, well, that's amazing because, you know, on the other side of the aisle, these are the people who are up against it, have got grumpy folks in their face. You know how it can, you know, we experience that at what, the holiday season when things are, you know, frayed, maybe a little bit in people in stores. But here was somebody with pretty good humor, good cheer. You know, I'm not saying go give him a tip, but give him at the very least, give that person a smile, right? Because they deserve it. They
well,
just
is,
do.
Listen, that is absolutely true. These are the times that can really be a time to be appreciating of people, being in that situation. And it's funny because your son, someone's appreciated him coming in. On the other hand, he's certainly appreciative the person is there. So this could be a duo kind of a thing where people both are gaining on all sides. And but if you learn appreciating gratitude, finding who we are, being positive, modeling good behavior, these are all things that something like this can pull out of each of us in terms of being a more effective, better person. That's just trying to make a positive out of a negative, because there's no way to make a pandemic into a positive thing. But we can individually do the best we can and make sure we don't put other people in danger and put ourselves in danger, because that's what can happen if you're out with too many people, doing too close to too many people. Then if you get it, you can pass it on, and that's the danger of something like this.
They talk about you and your background in the sciences here. They talk about flattening the curve, and that is a real thing. Yes. I mean, it there's no question about it. This could go on a little longer than maybe it might, but if it doesn't spike, it could be much less onerous in terms of loss of life, with severe illness that may not be, you know, you can't come back from the brink. That's what they're looking to do. And to not overtax our healthcare workers who are already frayed because they've been running nonstop. I want to ask you here while we have a chance. This is rather topical now because of where you are. But today, people going to the polls in the state of Florida, unlike Ohio, they've elected to go ahead with their presidential primary today in a state that has a lot of delegates later, many electoral votes. Does that surprise you in any way, shape, or form where you are in Miami, or did you expect that to happen?
Well, it's probably more of a neutral view. I hadn't really thought about it, to tell you the truth, since I'm not voting here. To tell you the truth, there hasn't been a lot of talk about that, to tell you the truth, in terms of closing it or not closing it. So I guess what happened in Ohio seemed more reasonable to me. It seems like this would have been a time not to do it. But I think each state, each circumstance is just dealing with themselves. So obviously, that's a decision they made here. I would have gone the way that Ohio went in terms of not doing it. You could certainly put it off a couple months, I would think. On the other hand, you could argue, well, this is something that has to get done and go forward. But there really has not been a lot of talk on the street or even on television. To tell you the truth, Dave, it's been not a topic that I've heard a lot of down here. Maybe that's just that they just was something they were going to do and they went forward with it.
It's interesting how all the states are handling this a little bit different. And that's interesting as we go forward. And we'll see if they become more of a common type thing. But the good doctor here telling us and reminding us to relax, enjoy enjoy the moment that you can while you're in it. Don't horribleize the situation. Follow good government. It's my own word, Doc. Don't worry. Follow government guidelines. Go for walks. Reconnect with people, but do it in a way that doesn't put you congregating with others. And minimal time with the news. And when you do come with the news, come with us here on the Morning Wake Up. But don't spend your whole day locked on it, because that's all you'll focus on and lose track of. Go ahead.
Let me throw in one thing, though. The idea of Miami Beach closing at 8 is kind of an amazing thing. I mean, places that go 24 hours a day.
Sure.
So and they close the beach to swimming there, and also up at Fort Lauderdale. So definitely there's a lot going on. And like you say, we don't want to awfulize. That's actually a good word. We don't want to awfulize things. We just want to be safe. But again, I see this as a time to model good, clean hygiene and, you know, good positive outlook, and be thankful to people, and just improve ourselves as much as we can in a difficult time by helping ourselves and others.
The Good Doctor here. The podcast will be at drjohnb.com. That's the place to go. Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and keeping an even keel, never more important than right now. Always good to talk to you. Travel safe when you're on your way back.
Well, for sure, Dave. Bye-bye.
1320 WILS.